Love is in the air. Or is it love?
Welcome to Fate and Fortune. Join our fated as they traverse a perilous new world, seeking adventure, revenge, and safety, or at least something close to it. Featuring the vocal talents of
Jed as Julius Ignis,
Matt playing Sapper Carlson,
and Nate as Owen Gunn.
I, Danny Dawson, will be your humble guide, your keeper of destiny, your fate master in this narrative. Whether our cast find themselves in great fate, or perhaps slip into misfortune, we do hope you enjoy today's tale. Oil dripped from the boulder's iron brow, the humidity in the ring causing it to run more fluid than in the day, and the robot wiped the trail to avoid it smearing his ocular sensors. They'd been seeing more intense fights lately, which he had hoped would bring them closer, but with every tone of the bell he could feel Miss Pebbleworth becoming more distant. His partner in the ring for all these years slowly beginning to question why they were here. He admired her form. Even when she was clearly thinking about other things, her body followed the fight, twisting out of the way of oncoming strikes and countering with almost perfect timing. Boulder could not recall when he felt a need to offer her pointers, despite him being her mentor. He had lingered for too long, the yellow lights indicating his direction of sight flickering at his companion being distracted from his opponent. And one of them was put out by a left hook that he could have slipped past. Something had burst in his head and was leaking onto his main chassis, and despite some twitching in his right half, he was still standing. The crowd of ringside roared in excitement, some shouting to damnation as they stamped their betting slips to the ground. They may not have been fighting in this ring for long, but the Pebble and the Boulder had certainly earned a name for themselves among the fans. He pulled back, swinging an arm to counter the follow-up strike from the droid ahead of him, and put some distance between the two of them. Its chassis was built to mimic a gorilla's, very similar in design to his own, and with the way the match was going, he'd have a hard time breaking that shell. Letting the lumbering creation close the gap, he feigned to the right and darted back to land a left body hip which connected and crunched into the iron form. But it wasn't enough. The Iron Gorilla had calculated the sacrifices it would have to make to claim its victory, and its fists came down like pneumatic hammers, the impact severing the boulder's senses, and time stood still. Power returned some time later, a mechanic he had not seen before checking to make sure his ocular sensors were focusing correctly. Boulder turned to see the back of Miss Pebbleworth as she walked from the room, pausing to place a hand on the gorilla-like head that was placed on the mantle. She always claimed a trophy. The fated gathered in the lobby of the Marigold, their run-down but reasonably priced lodging. Sapper helping his small robot down the stairs after a misstep had left it tumbling on the landing, and Julius studied the green glow of the soulstone they had found lodged under a floorboard. Owen Gunn was last to arrive, clinging the entrance bell while wiping off a smear of blood from his cheek. Though he had a couple of new bruises, the lack of any cuts indicated it was not his own. He gave a short wave to the others before slumping down in a seat adjacent to the door, warmed up for the night ahead. Nothing like a fight before a fight.
So, just one last clarification. Did we all have the same room?
Or are we split into two different rooms?
So yourself and Sapper had a shared room together, but Owine quickly nabbed the lone room.
Yes, and so is he sitting on his own in this room?
So you've now come downstairs to the entrance lobby. You're aware that the plan was for all of you to go to ringside, where there is a sign up for fights going on tonight.
He is just sitting by that, the front of the lobby.
Yeah, he's just coming through the front doors.
Okay, thank you. Just getting in there. Yeah, getting into
this. Nice.
Oh, so Sapper, so I was talking to you about the other day, you know. Oh, what is... Owain? What are you doing here? I thought you were in your room.
No, didn't I tell you? I went out to get warmed up.
I see that. You were running, doing some laps around. I don't know, like, there's a bit of blood, but, I mean, that was some heavy running then, I guess, what you were doing to warm up. What was your warm up?
I don't really run in those situations. I more just stand there and deal it out, and occasionally take a few licks myself. But just standard 1-2, 1-2, or rather 2-1-1, as the case may be.
2-1. I hope that means leg steps for the run.
Julius, cast your mind back now. Think very carefully. I said I was going out for a fight. What might I have done when I went out?
I don't know. You could have been running from a fight. I don't know. Okay.
That's Julius, I don't run from fights if I can help it.
Oh, yeah, I can know. Yeah, I wish you didn't. Well, anyway, Sapper, we had our moment. Coming downstairs and that.
What was your moment on the stairs, guys?
It's mostly Julius opening up about his life to Sapper. Sapper's a great listener, you see.
Sapper just nodding solemnly.
He didn't open up about his life at all, no?
No.
Well, I know he's a gardener, and he's very good with his hands. He's really good with his hands, and he's a big guy. And as I've seen from the rat, he's very good at pest control. So, I just wanted to talk to him about that, but then I got carried away with, when I used to be in med school. But yeah, anyway, yeah, sorry, back to it. But yeah, no, I was, anyway, Sapper, you might want to check your room out first, actually, Owain, because we kind of found, do you want to explain it to Sapper, actually? Because I think I didn't really see it.
Yeah, there was, you see that big rat-shaped pile of rat on the pavement down there.
I think you flung it out.
It's out there.
That was in our bathroom, and
oh,
it's like a pancake.
Wonder what that was. Nearly hit me on my way down.
Fair enough. There may be some sort of infestation.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah, maybe check your room out. It looks flat now, but it was quite big, wasn't it, Sapper? It was like the size of a dog.
Oh, it was a big boy.
Might not look it right now, though.
Oh, I'm just going to stand up, just crack his neck side and fingers.
Yeah, well, I mean, I
crack his jaw and just, right, okay. And he's just going to just jog past them up the stairs.
I mean, you might want to be careful, though. They're quite big. Okay.
Yeah, okay. So you're going up to your room, then?
I'm
going
to go up to my room to find this rat.
Brill, okay. Yeah, so you've already got the key on you. You just opened the door. So you did go in to check shortly before you went on the walk. I think you were the first one to scout out your own room. So it's basically as you left it. You don't notice any signs of any infestation, but you do remember seeing the one that was in their bathroom as you ran round after hearing a certain someone screaming.
Yes. I do remember that, actually. Okay. Just going to have another just peek round. Just going to have a look round, check under the bed, and see if there's anything.
Yeah, do you want to give me a notice check for that?
Yes, I do.
Can he get negative because he got punched in the head?
I'll be honest, he did most of the punching.
I also have -2 to that normally anyway. So, okay, that's -1. So that's a 10. 10 around.
10 total? 10 for real. Okay, there was already some letters unopened just under the door, and from what you could tell, the person who was living in this place previously had been in and out of town quite frequently. So you remember finding some tickets to the Starlight Theatre last time you came up, and now under here you can see opened mail, which mostly is from female consorts that the previous tenant had been in contact with, which are speaking in quite direct terms for thanking him for certain evenings and trying to set them up again. But one of them does actually have a small packet of scrip within it. So there is a tidy little 3 scrip offered to you, which seems to be some sort of a bribe to try and bring him back to a certain location.
Brilliant. Fantastic. Just going to pocket that. Nice. Go back downstairs and just say, no.
Was there no a mouse? Rat. No rat? Mouse? No?
Shame, really.
Right. I mean, you should have seen sight. I suppose. You know, you just kill it anyway.
It's quite pests, big, aren't they? Should be stomped on.
I mean, actually, I didn't realise Slapper's very good at pest control as well. Not just gardening. The guy seems to be good at everything.
To be fair, like, gardeners, like, they tend to have to deal with things like pests and vermin. They set out traps, don't they? So, you know, he could have had experience doing that. But he's not defined by his job.
No. Not whatsoever. Just such a big guy like that, you know, you just kind of wonder sometimes.
Yeah, well, look at me. I'm not that big, but I'm a blacksmith, so, you know.
What? No. I thought you were just a drunk.
Look.
What's your job? I just get pissed, mate.
I have to have some sort of occupation as well, you know, to fund my drinking habits. And as it happens, I am a blacksmith.
Oh, I just thought you were a fighter or something, you know. Fought people, got money, and then drank it all the way.
Well, if you grew up like I did, you had to learn how to fight. It's the only way to survive.
Of course. Ooh. Well, you surprised me.
Oh. Speaking of fights... you're aware that it is now coming up to about an hour before the events are due to begin at ringside.
Right, gents, we need to go because we've got to get to that place. We need to get a cab. So otherwise it's, what, 3-hour walk? Is that right?
What type of fighting is it anyway? Does it say?
I don't know. It could be boxing. It could be fight to the death. It could be fun.
So you do have that leaflet on you, if you wanted to triple check.
Yeah, I'll just... I tell you what, I got all this leaflet. Let's have a look. I'll just pull it out.
That might be a good idea, just to be in case.
Gaze at it slightly swayingly.
Yeah, so as before, the front is this big thing saying Fight Night at the Ringside Theatre. And gives a kind of general coordinates of how to get there. But if you notice on the back, it has a running list for what kind of themes are running per week, as it were. It seems to be weekly main events. And tonight seems to be one that's titled Bot and Knot.
Bot and Knot. Ooh, that sounds like fun.
What does it say?
Oh, it's like a fight, see? And just, there's like different events. And tonight apparently it's Bot and Knot. So that probably means I have to fight a robot. That could be fun.
Oh, not bottom. Oh, okay. Oh, that's okay then.
I've fought a robot before. It went quite well for me, to be honest.
I don't know. What about the bot? Will it be sad?
Probably not.
Sapper, don't you have a bot? Are they hard to fight?
Oh. I mean, yes, metal is hard, but I have no expertise in this area.
Okay. I fought a robot before I met up with you guys, actually. It's not that bad. You've just got to learn how to hit them so you don't hurt your hands, like, in it. Get a good... use your toes. If you got steel toe cap boots like I do, or your knuckle dusters. Just try not to actually hit the metal with your flesh, because that can hurt. Headbutts aren't advised.
Oh, I can imagine. Oh, maybe. That's so good. Actually, Sapid, would you want to keep your robot here? Do you think it might be a bit too young? It looks like a child.
I don't think robots age.
Where Kate goes, I go.
Okay, let's hope it's not too violent. It seems okay about it, yeah. Okay, now. Okay, yeah, whatever. Yeah, hopefully, though, Owain, try not to run in the center of this and get too, you know... we're going to watch this fight, Owain, aren't we? We're going to watch. And just, you know, see how it unfolds, you know?
Well, look, Julius. How long have we known each other now?
I don't know. It's been just a roller coaster.
It's been a couple of months, like, with our airship and everything.
I suppose, but...
I think it was about 2 weeks.
It's been a couple of weeks with that airship and everything.
Yeah, it feels like a few years, but go on.
I am going to this fight with one purpose, and that's to blow off some steam, get rid of some pent-up aggression I might have been feeling towards certain individuals.
I know, Sapper can... don't say it like that about Sapper. Oh my goodness, it's a good guy.
Do what needs to be done. I am going to fight. That is my intention.
Are we sure Lionel wants us to go to here? He seems a bit like...
He said not to be too conspicuous and try not to mention the fact that Santa Fe was invaded by a beast and probably everyone there killed and the ram disabled.
Yeah,
I'm not saying this particularly quietly.
But we kind of... Okay, maybe don't do what we did in the pub then, just before. But yeah, okay. What? Yeah, makes sense. Tell everyone that the ram... You literally did the opposite of Wayne in the pub.
Did I?
It's fine. Okay, let's go then. Let's head off. Yeah.
Doesn't sound like something I would do.
Sure. As you guys step outside, yeah, you do manage to find a handsome carriage and ask for the heading over to ringside, which he tells you will be 2 scrip. So it's up to you guys what your vibes on that are.
Julius, do you wanna pay the man?
I don't have 2 scrip. I've got like 1.
We were paid like 30 each.
You were?
Okay, so I have 31.
I tell you what, I found a couple of scrip under my bed, so why don't I... I'll take care of it.
Oh, thank you. I'll make sure to get you a beer then next time. Why do I owe you a word about Sapa? You seem to threaten me a lot, but you never... I can see why you don't threaten me, okay?
I don't think I've ever threatened you, Julius. I think that's actually very unfair of you to say.
It's only a threat if he isn't immediately following through with an action. The threat implies there's time for you to respond somehow.
I agree. I wouldn't argue against your win. You're correct, 100%.
I think I've been very gentle to you. All things considered, your personality.
Okay, thank you. I guess. Okay. Right, let's get this taxi going then.
Well, so you all climb on inside and set off. So the afternoon was lazy with muggy heat, the residents of Easterly Slums slouching in any seat available, save for the beckoners who try their best to stay composed under the heavy makeup. Many of them holding fans, and those that didn't seem to edge themselves towards their more well-equipped colleagues to take any measure of cooling they could. The sleepiness of the district allowed for a full digest of the scene, and aside from the business areas, it felt homely. Children played various sports in the streets, parents and neighbours cheering them on. A woman staggering after her hound that leaped at the air after a ball that was kicked overhead. As much as they were making do in an alien world, there could be worse places than this. Of course, Owen Gunn was more used to a different kind of climate. And very shortly, they arrived to his natural habitat. Electricity lit the sign to the stadium like a beacon calling him home. Home to ringside.
Whoa. I like the look of this, gents.
Let's, yeah, I mean, on the way, it was so nice. You know, you never thought. I thought it'd just be war battle on the other side. But it seems to be, you know, people making it. Oh, you're not talking about that, aren't you? Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, shall we go in, gents? Shall we get this on?
Owain, your smile. Remember, you know, we're just coming here to look, you know, look normal.
Do you mean look normal? I look perfectly normal. We're going in here to fight.
Well, to watch the fights.
Okay, I'm going in here to fight then.
Julius, let the man have his fun. We'll do the job of remaining incognito.
Oh, okay, Nansapa. Oh, yeah. You're right. Maybe it'll be good for him to get
then
steam
blow off.
Yeah, yeah.
Blow off some steam.
I mean, what's the worst can happen? He could only die. I mean,
oh, just well. Gonna do a couple of quick jabs at the air.
Yeah, and as you look around you, there are actually a couple of people dotted around that are doing very similar actions, seem to pump themselves up or just show off to their mates as they're going in.
Has anyone been experiencing bots before? Like, has anyone? Do they punch? Can they like kill someone if they punch? What are they like?
I mean, it's like eldritch powered metal. I think it could probably kill. I think they're used in like armies and things like that.
Yeah, I saw the guild using them, but. And I saw people like, but I'd never seen one being in use. Oh my goodness. I wonder what. Never really seen them, you know, really be used. Like, I think some of the ones that I look around now are.
Yeah, so Earthside, there aren't anywhere near as many robots as Breachside, to be honest. But the more you've taking time here, the more of them that you do just see dotted around performing various standard functions around town. They're working as butlers, menial tasks, janitors, that kind of thing.
Do we see any like bots yet or any constructs, obviously apart from the one we're traveling with, but any others?
Yeah, I mean, you can hear a lot more whirring inside than outside, but I would say you'd at least see one or two pass by in the crowd as well, accompanying their, you know, human counterparts that they're with.
Okay. And can we just go in for look for seats?
Yeah, I mean, so it's a full stadium, so there'd be, you'd go through a series of, you know, halls and things first, okay. and ticket booths and that lot.
Okay, shall we go in then and try and get a ticket and stuff?
Danny, just checking, the ticket I had, was that for here, or was it another place, wasn't it?
So the ticket was for the Starlight Theatre.
That's right, not the ringside. That's cool. Fine, just checking. Right, gents, why don't you go and try and find yourself somewhere to sit? I'm going to see about signing up.
Are you sure? Okay, let's go then.
I'm sure.
Sure. So as you all enter, the entrance hall to ringside is abuzz. Guests pile in through the reception, and more wide-eyed faces typically grip pamphlets in their hands, similar to the one that Owain had been given earlier. Though these people are few and far between. The majority of them are, you can tell, they're regulars. They're coming in, just celebrating with their mates that, you know, they finally get to have their weekly fight filled in. So, the waves of people that shuffle cause a great many bumping of shoulders, and it becomes more and more difficult to break the flow the further you get in. While there is a ticket desk, most people are holding up passes to wander directly through, likely having paid in advance. So you guys obviously don't have any of these passes yet.
Should we, what are they? What's going on over there? Is that a certain pass they're using? Do you see that, Stefan?
Yes. Perhaps we should acquire.
Can I just ask someone nearby, like, how do you get one of those passes?
Second booth! Go on, you can see it just up there.
Okay. Shall we go and get one then? Do you know how much they are?
Half a script, mate.
Okay. Oh. Well, thank you, good sir. I'll be on my way.
Alright.
So, I'm just going to shuffle over, go to the ticket booth. I'll drop down half a script and say, can I have one of those gleaming passes, sir?
Yeah, the ticket person hands you a pass, no problem. While you're all there, do you guys want to just show a notice check, please?
Okay, here we go.
Is that me included?
Yeah. Anyone who's wanting to pick up a ticket. I mean, if you wanted to do anything else, that's up to you, but if you're going to buy a ticket, then...
Yep, it's just one for me.
Okay. One for you. Anyone else that's wanting to buy a ticket? Are you making a notice check?
I'll do a notice check.
Yeah,
I've got
a six.
Eight, so that's a seven.
Real, okay. Seven and six. Yeah, both of them are fine. So you both see... I think Julius, you're a bit too overwhelmed with the amount of people around you. You're kind of a bit what I would call fizzy-brained for me. But with... Yeah. Just needing to just focus on getting this ticket and get yourself inside. Yeah. The other two, you're a bit more comfortable with crowds in your day-to-day life, and you're able to take in the glory around you and the sites that they've got on offer. And both of you notice these posters lining the entrance, showing off photos and lithographs depicting some of the stadium's most famous fighters. Behind the ticket desk, a poster of a Jamaican woman stands proudly with one arm pumped into the air in victory over the greyed-out opponent at her feet. Behind it is the title, Tony Ironsides, Hero of the People. So, I'll offer anyone that noticed that a history or bureaucracy check.
Okay.
After hearing the name, so Julius, you wouldn't have noticed that.
No.
History. Oh, yeah, about plus five to history.
Ooh,
let's do this.
Yeah, makes sense for you.
Ooh, plus two.
Oh, my goodness, golly.
What a waste.
That's a 10 overall for me.
10 overall. Yeah, so both of you actually recognise that name. So you've probably seen this just from reading newspapers lately, but Tony has recently become the leader of the Miners and Steam Fitters Union, a group which has risen to enforce fair and safe working conditions in mines across Malifaux, and is widely regarded as the common folk's only hope of protection against the hazards involved in soulstone mining. Because the guild typically they don't provide a lot of safety when it comes to the mines.
You shock me.
Just had a question. Since we've been walking in here, has there been much guild presence?
Funny you should mention that, actually. You do actually notice quite a lot of guardsmen flowing in. They seem, from what you can tell, pretty nonchalant. They're not here on duty, and most of them, when they pass the coat room, just take off their coats and hand it over the desk. But there are a surprising amount of guardsmen here.
It's very interesting.
Yeah. So, yeah, you guys would kind of recognise that Tony was clearly must have had her route start at this stadium, and they're very, very proud of her for having achieved something so great as to lead a very well-known organisation.
For that, gents, if I do well here, I could end up being Hero of the People. Could be fun.
Can this happen? Really? Here? Oh, I suppose. Okay.
You never know. Stranger things happened at sea. and all that, I suppose.
So you're all paying half a script for your tickets?
Yeah, I'll put half script down, yeah.
Beautiful. Okay, yeah, you're passing by the coat room. I don't think any of you have coats at the moment, do you? You kind of took them off in the peak of summer, so there's not a great volume of them being passed over. You can see it's mainly the guild dusters that are passed across as the guardsmen take themselves off duty as they enter.
Okay.
So, immediately through the corridors, a large double doorway opens up into the main stadium. The structure is built as a huge hexagonal shape of seating rows, with a raised square stage in the centre. Slightly worn ropes encase the ring to border the edges, likely in hopes to prevent a fighter from being flung into the crowd and causing a lawsuit. Two of the six seating rows were boxed areas for higher-paying guests. Reserved signs and red ropes were seemingly enough to keep everyone else at bay. While some of the guests were taking their seats, there was quite a large gathering at a corner opposite the entrance, the clattering of glasses indicating Owain's heart and home. A bar.
Ah, brilliant. Right, okay. Gents, have I got my ticket?
You have your ticket? Yep, all brilliant. Three of you have your ticket. They've let you pass the coat room.
Brilliant. Right, gents, I have probably quite a lot of heavy fighting, so it's quite important that I am in a fit condition for it. So, let's go to the bar. odd cheeriness to Owain.
I mean,
not necessarily seen before.
Are you sure? You're probably going to be a bit slower, you know?
No. No.
Okay. What do you say?
Look, come on, I'll buy you a drink.
I'm looking at this. What's the worst that's going to happen? You're only going to die, probably.
Oh,
look, the way I reason it is I've come close to death lots of times and never actually died. Therefore, I don't think I can. So, I'm pretty sure I'm immortal. Because I haven't died yet. So, statistically, it's not likely to happen.
Those stats are quite unfutable. Yeah, okay then.
It's a good point. It's a good point, to be fair.
Yeah, and science doesn't lie.
Yeah. Come on, Julius. Aren't you some kind of doctor? Don't you know maths?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Wayne. I mean, for sure. Go on then.
Right.
It's okay.
Come on, Sapper, can I get you a drink?
Oh, Yeah, beer's good.
Beer? Okay. A lager, okay. Right. Barkeep.
The broom that adorned his upper lip was incredible. Despite being the only figure behind the counter, the bartender flowed through pouring drinks with the air of a stoic. Glasses were poured and flung down the bar, the flash of an eye noting the patron's face to make note of whose tab they were spending on. A sign above the bartender's head reads out the price list per serving, with a slash through the pricing on beer and whiskey for half price. He eyes you and awaits your order.
Hello, name's Carreg. That's why I'm signed up to fight as Carreg. So, any chance we could open a tab?
He nods curtly, expecting it, and you can tell that he's studying your face to take note of who to charge it to.
Brilliant. So I'm fighting tonight, so I plan to be here quite a while. So any drinks for these two, well, this gentleman and the boy, are they're on me.
Oh yeah, I forget that Julius is a boy. I still think he's like 26, not, you know, what, 16, 17?
Yeah, about 17, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, this time everyone's drinking, aren't they? No one's... there's no... You got kids drinking, this is all fine.
Yeah
he's absolutely fine with this. What are your poisons?
Right, so this guy wants a lager. This boy here wants, can we get him a lager and lemonade? Lager and soda, you know, water it down.
I can't drink, you know. It's okay. You gave
yes,
me
I know. I
time.
Saw it. I saw it last time.
Okay.
So yes. Right. So here we go. And can I have a red Welsh dragon, a green Welsh dragon?
What do you want, mate?
A care filly cosmopolitan. A Cardiff clanger.
When was a cosmopolitan invented?
The Carefully Cosmopolitan was probably invented around 1756.
Oh, goodness me. All right, yeah.
Well, it's Cardiff clanger, sorry. And have you got any brains, you know, from Velen Vol?
So, without using any words to reply, he reaches under the bar and he pulls out a mug, and pours a beer, slams it on the desk, nods at you.
Brilliant. Cool. And, what else? Tell you what, you see that top shelf? Can you just, like, put that in a jug?
He takes one of the bottles from behind him and he puts it on there as well, but he taps on the counter, and this is a generally recognised term for you got to pay up now.
Oh, okay. How much? Look, I don't want an old bottle. Just like a shot of everything on the top shelf, like in a jug. How much? Okay. How much that'll set? How much that'll set me back?
So, for the first time that you've seen him, he breaks his silence, and I'm just doing a quick maths here. That's going to be 5 script.
Oh, that's not bad. Right, here you go. And I just pop the coins on and pass them over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he takes that off you. So that's 5.5 script down for the other drinks as well.
Okay. 27.5
script. So just for in terms of our money, that's about 110 quid.
Nice.
That's Owain is perfectly fine with spending any and all amount of money on alcohol because it's got to be worth it. You know, yeah, Owain is quite frugal. Except you know, it's got to, except for things that really matter,
mm-hmm.
like paying for a meal for breakfast. Nah. But
not.
Something important like this with a gentleman, you know, like this, a true you know gentleman, then you know, that's well worth paying.
Hearing that, the man reaches over the bar and offers a hand to shake.
Just give him good shakes. Keep up the good work, mate. You're truly an artist.
And with one eyebrow raised, he gives you another curt nod.
And a nod back.
And he immediately moves back to flowing in the sea of people around him, seemingly undeterred and able to catch back up to exactly where he was again, being the only man at the bar.
Fantastic. So I'm just going to grab the drinks. Sort of. Well, I'm going to turn a hand. Shandy, that's it. I'm going to turn and hand Julius's lager shandy. That sapper his pint. And I'm going to scoop the other drinks up. And just say, right, let's find a table.
Okay, mm-hmm. Let's go.
Yep, so there's a lot of standing tables around the bar. You don't see too many seats.
Let's just stand by the table. I don't mind standing.
It'll probably be good for your legs, actually. Make sure you don't lose your balance.
Is the bar near to the, like, the ring?
Yeah, so the ring's in the centre of the massive hexagon, and okay. There's three main breaks within the stands. So you came out from the entrance on one of them, and then moved over to your right towards the bar on the far right-hand side. And there is a third section that you haven't visited yet, on the third point of the triangle.
What say we bag us some ringside seats?
I mean, if you can try. There's a lot of things fly off. Just looking at the amount of, protection between that and the ring, it seems to be a lot of pieces of hopefully just robot falls off the ring. I mean, are we sure we want to be that close to something that might land on us?
I'm sure they have taken many safety precautions.
Yeah, okay then. I just don't want to, I don't know. I'm okay with blood and that. I mean, I'm a medic, but I mean, when it comes at me randomly, it's a bit more shocking, when you see the odd arm. But okay, I trust you, Sapper. You always have this air of,
Sapper wants to be in the splash zone.
Yeah, okay, Sapper, you've always been a trusting guy. Go on then, let's go.
So you guys are currently at the table just having a drink first, aren't you?
Yeah, we'll finish our drinks and then we'll try and find somewhere close to the
just trying to pinpoint out while we're drinking, ooh.
Sure. So can you guys, while you're making those drinks, can you make me a carouse check each, please?
A what check?
A carouse check.
Wow.
I know. It is under your training.
I have a plus one.
Krause, I have minus two.
That's a four.
That's expected. Four total.
I have plus two.
Who flipped the 11? Was that me or was that?
That was you. You're the magician.
Yes. So minus two. I'm on a hefty nine. I know what I'm doing.
That's 15.
Oh, wow.
Oh, goodness me.
Cards coming out before the fight.
So, Owen, you imagine this is simply because you're so iron gutted towards alcohol, and Julius, no idea why this is happening with you. You weren't able to do this very well previously, but neither of you seem to be too heavily affected by the alcohol. You're able to maintain your composure. However, Sapper, you feel a little bit silly. it gets to you just quite a little bit too much.
Well, drinking on an empty stomach.
I'm just like aiming my eyes, gaze at Owain, seeing like, is he okay? Is he standing right? I'm just not. I haven't even noticed Sapper yet. Maybe he's swiddling a bit. I'm like, just keep going back to Sapper and going, he doesn't look too drunk, Sapper, doesn't he? Do you think he'll be okay?
And Sapper just kind of slaps him on the back and hugs him and goes,
he'll be grand.
Yeah.
Let's find us those ringside seats.
Oh, okay. I suppose. Yeah, he'll be okay. Oh, you can you handle your drink, Sapper? Are you okay?
Oh, yes.
He's just jolly. Fine. You're in a happy mood. Yeah, we should all be.
Oh, golly. Brill, okay, so yeah, you guys are wanting to make your way over towards the centre stage. Owen, you've got obviously a massive drink on you. Are you drinking more of that, or are you?
I am. So I have pretty much finished everything except the pitcher.
Okay. Okay, so how many drinks was that?
So that was four.
Okay. yep. As you imbibe the last round, the sweet refreshment that you've been without for so long, you feel it finally hit you faster than you would expect. Can you please take another carouse check? This one's going to be a lot more difficult after having imbibed so many.
Okay. That's a six.
A six. Okay. Yeah, so the pushing of the crowd around you gets more and more difficult to shrug off, and you stumble into a leather jacket. The jacket grunts in response, the unmistakable sound of drinks splashing over their turned face.
What?
The woman, a blood vessel bulging over one powdered eye, glares daggers at you. Her sharp features exaggerated the raised bruise on her jawline. The hell do you think you're playing at?
Sorry, watch where I'm going. Sorry.
You just made me spill my drink all over me.
Oh, well, that's a shame. Didn't you have a good hold of it?
A good hold? Right. Tell you what. You betting tonight? Because you better damn well hope luck's in your favor, because I am having that drink bought back for me, son. And that was a Leu cognac. And they don't sell that by the glass here, you pissant.
Oh, then, well, then surely you've got more left. You've got a bottle, right? I'm sorry, I don't really see the problem.
Last off. But a bottle I'll be getting back.
Oh, well, look, I'm fighting in a bit, and if I win, I'll buy you a bottle. How's that?
Oh, you're fighting, are you?
Yeah.
Well, tell you what. Looks like you found your opponent. The name's Ashley Pebbleworth.
Pebble? I'd say that's actually a bit of a coincidence.
And your name is?
It's Carrick.
Funny. I thought your name was Out. Got that?
What? No. Look, you don't understand. See, Carrick is actually Welsh for pebble. Yeah.
Like I give a fuck.
Oh, okay.
A trembling man squeezes between two large bodies in the crowd, gasping for air in front of the two of you. Miss Pebbleworth, Boulder's been asking for you for 20 minutes. Do you think maybe you could have a drink to go?
So what you're selling me is that, lady, if you'd been where you should be, this incident would have happened. So really, it's your fault.
You can see that blood vessel on the side of her head bulge.
Anyway, I'll see you in the ring. Take care, and I'll just give her a good slap on the back.
That's all we have time for today. Join us next time for the pre-show, where Owain finds his teammate for the match and meets a small green fighter, while Julius and Sapper work their way into the best seats in the house. Until then, stay safe, listeners. No, really, stay safe.